Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Miraculous Living Radio. I'm your host, Julie Renee, speaker, author, and master healer. You can count on Miraculous Living Radio to be your most important resource to inspire, to inform, and to improve your health and vitality. Welcome to your Miraculous Living. Stay tuned. Our show is about to go live.
Woohoo! Welcome to the show, everyone. It's Julie Renee. Hope you're having a wonderful day. It's one of those glorious cloudy days here in California, and we've had a little bit of rain a couple days ago, and I was out in the marshland this morning and really like noticing huge, huge changes in the floral stuff that's popping up everywhere. I'm seeing some of the little sweet peas popping up. I'm seeing numerous different flowering trees are just like going wild, the freesia, the snapdragons. Everything's in kind of happiness with this damp, kind of wet weather. The earth is really green. And as you Northern Californians and Californians know, that eventually everything goes golden. By summer, we no longer have all this yummy spring stuff. It goes into kind of the golden fields. But right now we're in full bloom and probably full pollen. So if I sniffle a little bit, that you just know that I'm loving all these plants and so grateful. This is a very, very special episode of the Miraculous Living Show where we're actually switching over to 100% health and vitality. So it'll be called 100% Healthy pretty soon. And we're really like focusing this year on getting you to 100% healthy. And what that means is not 100% healthy for your age. Like if you say, well, I'm pretty healthy for my age. No. We're talking about 100% brain function, which means like the function that you had when you were 20. We're talking about 100% feeling great, feeling awesome in your body, really having kind of a clear slate, a clean slate, so your emotional body feels great, your physical body feels great. You're not always up in your head. You're actually living your life. And that is actually what we're going to be approaching and talking about today is how do you create the structure for really supporting an extraordinary life and living that 100% healthy. So let me tell you a little bit about us. We're for people who are vibrant, self-aware, and who realize there's a deeper, richer life to be led. And my gift is to awaken your path to a 100% healthy lifestyle by activating the full power of your divine human blueprint. And you'll be hearing a lot about that in the coming weeks. 100% healthy means a fully integrated spirit, emotions, mind, and body. They're all working together. And this is achieved through rejuvenation, regeneration, and the expansion of your health, your wealth, your lifestyle, and really with all the ones you love, so in your love space. I've been recognized throughout the world as a spiritual scientist, master health activator, and I bring some very special gifts to you to help integrate these extraordinary changes, raising your optimal performance to do what you need to do easily and naturally. And so the work that we do together, especially in the one-to-ones and our big programs, are really about really changing, transforming the environment for you so that you're no longer operating in a stuck place or status flow or declining, but rather you move into an extraordinary space where your brain regenerates, your muscular skeletal system regenerates, your digestive system regenerates, your whole cellular body, the fluid around the cells, the nervous system, it all regenerates and you get so much healthier. By doing that special work, you really open to that 100% healthy lifestyle and enter your Garden of Eden. And, of course, if you're a regular listener, you've heard me talk about the Garden of Eden many times. So we're going to jump right in now to the topic of the day, seven fundamentals for living an extraordinary life. And, you know, I'm often asked how I'm able to achieve such a rich and full life. And in spite of the intense illness I've suffered, the 17 surgeries, the multiple cancers, the 5 near-death experiences, clinically dying, spending time in a wheelchair, being told I'd only ever walk with canes and pain, I've been through it. I've been everywhere, yeah. You know, and all the ups and downs that come with those difficult challenges, the emotions that come with those difficult challenges. And I just want to say that on my journey to living 100% healthy, which is where I am now and where you will be very soon, you know, this is a journey of self-reflection, of awakening, of awareness. It's a much richer, deeper, fuller life. And when I started working with women, I was coaching women years ago, not so many years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, women in their 30s and 40s, really looking to be happier, some of them going through separations and divorces, some of them career women, and having most of what people would say, well, that's what makes it all happen. I mean, I'm in Marin County. We're in a very wealthy area. And these women had what looked like everything you need to be healthy and happy. And they really weren't happy. And they weren't really living in their Garden of Eden. And they were coming to find out, how do I integrate my good health, my spiritual life, get my emotions in order, and how do I bring everything into balance? And so for a couple of years, I really worked with women. It was women that were so interested in this program to bring life in balance. And so that's what we were working on. We were working on those 8 aspects of life to bring life in balance. But that's for another show. Tonight, we're talking about the 7 fundamentals of living an extraordinary life. And I've discovered these 7 elements of life that when you engage them fully, to the fullest expression, your result will be 100% human fulfillment. So this is your guide for the life you'll love. We can take a very short break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Julie Renee. I'm often able to offer real solutions for illnesses that apparently have no cure or no alternatives in the traditional medicine arena. That is why so many doctors refer difficult clients to me. These one-to-one sessions provide a cost-effective way to manage serious health challenges and all issues related to struggle in life. One-to-one sessions provide personalized, deep, and lasting health revitalization and yield results that are not possible elsewhere. Imagine being free of any and all ailments, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. I invite you to check out the one-to-one program on julierenee.com. Come join me. Remember, your miracle starts today.
Woohoo! And you know what? We've really actually progressed rapidly since the first of the year, and we're doing one-to-ones for people who are already healthy, already happy, already in some level of fulfillment, who have a great spiritual life and actually want to feel better. They know that there are some things that really need some improving, and they come in and get the tune-ups. It's easy, it's simple, it's natural. We're doing 5-hour clearings. Those one-to-one days are unbelievably amazing. They're groundbreaking. You're going to actually look 15, 20 years younger. I had a gal in here yesterday who did her first one-to-one day with me, and literally about at hour three of 5 hours, she started looking like she was many, many years younger, 40-year-old woman looking like she was 12. She kind of made a joke about it. She said, the last 2 times I've gone to the bathroom, I look like I'm 12 years old. So So what's happening is when the brain is regenerating, the cells are rebooting, and you begin to look so much younger because you're back in your divine state. The stress is gone from your body. I mean, it's just an incredible experience to have that much gold light flowing through your body with the cellular quantum mechanics that we do. And the two things that we really are known for at our organization, 100% Healthy, is we're known for the cellular neogenesis, which is actually rewriting the stem cell, the original master cell that formed the gland or organ, and booting that up to 100%. And then mirroring it to the other cells surrounding it so the other cells get a big boost, and then growing new cells. So you actually get a new brain over 90 or 100 days. So that's one of the things. And any gland or organ we can do that with. We can grow back. And then the other thing is the DNA obliteration process, which is the process of removing just the harmful DNA without touching any of the magnificent DNA that we have running our body. So things that are programmed in for, like, breast cancer for women, or, you know, some malady that runs in the family. We can actually go in and obliterate just those problematic telomeres and DNA components. So living with vitality is the first fundamental to living an extraordinary life, a life that leads to 100% healthy. Having a great cellular constitution, your vitality and energetic presence gives you the winning edge. When you are healthy, people around you feel safe and confident. More than that, you feel unstoppable. You are able to make plans and follow through with great velocity and intention. Enjoying a healthy body is the most important element, as it creates the ground from which you can soar. Without good health, you live a life pieced together, built on a shaky foundation. And there are several items here, several points that I want to make in the vitality section. And the first one is that you need to be clearing your inner planes with a deep meridian flush using earth and cosmic energy. And we do this in all of the meditations that I teach. It's opening your feet to earth energy, allowing earth energy to flood through your feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees, thighs, up through the thighs and out the hips and down the grounding cord. And then bringing cosmic energy, energy from a sacred place to you, whether it be a star, constellation, temple, island, a mountaintop, bringing a line of energy into the back of your head, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull, bringing it down through your shoulders and arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, through the hands and out the fingers and fingertips, and then bringing more of that cosmic energy down through your back channels, looping through the hips, through the belly, through the chest, through the neck, fountaining out the top of the head like a beautiful Italian fountain, bathing and cleansing your aura. This is the deep meridian flush. I recommend that you do this daily, and that you actually spend 5 minutes a day. Just, it's like you wouldn't think of going to work without taking a shower and washing your hair. Why would you go anywhere without doing a meridian flush and just really cleaning out your insides? Like getting a fresh start to the day. You take an outside shower. I recommend that you take this internal, inner planes cleansing shower. If you would like to have access to a guided meditation that helps you accomplish that so you don't struggle with it, I suggest you go on julierenee.com. There's a opt-in box on the upper right-hand side of the first page, the landing page, and it says Feel Fabulous Now. And you're going to get a meditation that's going to juice up your adrenals and give you more energy. And I just recommend you sign up for that and look for the meditation. That's one of my most powerful meditations, and I'm giving it away as a gift. So, you know, run, don't walk, turn your computer on, go get it now, julierenee.com. Just put your first name in there and your email address, and we'll send it right out to you. As a matter of fact, we'll get it to you today. And in there, you'll also get the Triumbicum mantra. And that's a pretty remarkable mantra for transforming reality. So it's a beautiful, exquisite mantra. I just go get it. Don't wait. All right. The second point in this section, which is very, very important, is changing your vocabulary. And if you're a regular listener, you've heard me talk about memes and miasms and group mind and curses and black magic and all that stuff that comes from words and vocabulary. And some of what we do to ourselves and some of it other people do, and sometimes it's group hypnosis and what have you. But I'm going to teach you a little bit today about vocabulary that's going to kind of open your eyes. And I want you to really think about the impact of this, because when you say something that's somewhat harmful to yourself, you're actually creating black magic. So this is how black magic gets created, when it's you causing it for yourself. So first of all, think about saying, I'm so tired. I'm just exhausted and tired. Okay, and that, what is that feeling? That's kind of a dark feeling. That's kind of an overrun feeling. I mean, I haven't gotten carried away with it. I'm tired and exhausted, or I'm sick and tired. You know, I'm sick and tired. That's really, but you're creating a black magic around you that keeps that tired, sick feeling going, that tired, achy feeling going. What about when you're tired and you have that idea that you're tired? What if you say to yourself, I'm relaxed and blissful. It's time for me to go rest. So if you're relaxed and blissful, that's very different than being sick and tired. And can you see that even if it's only 80% true or 70% true, relaxed, you could interpret, you know, the physical body needing rest as being relaxed. It's like time to relax, time to enjoy myself in a different way than plowing forward in my life. There's another conversation that I discovered, which is I used to say I'm so busy. And people still say that to me. They're like, how do you get everything done? You're so busy. And I go, no, you know, I'm really active, and I really love what I do. And when you can stay with the word active, do you see the difference between the word busy, that feeling of I'm so busy? It's kind of like a swarm of wasps flying around your head, and you're whacking crazily at them to try and get them away from your hair. And or active. And active, it's like, oh, you're out doing calisthenics, you're running on a mountain. Active is I'm fit as a fiddle and I'm feeling fine and I'm getting it all done and I'm an active person. And an active person is very, very different than a busy person, because an active person is doing what they want to do. A busy person is being forced. They're going along with the flow because they had to keep all their commitments. It's a very, very different energy. I hope you're starting to get this. I'm going to give you a short list of other words that you could consider. So sometimes men say, I'm so angry. And sometimes women say this too, I'm so angry. What about mildly disenchanted? Like you just temper yourself, and instead of that, I'm so angry, just say to yourself, I'm mildly disenchanted. How about I'm feeling really anxious? What if you turn that around and say, I'm feeling excited? You could do that, couldn't you? I mean, it's possible. And life would get easier quicker with the words that you use. I'm feeling down. What about just feeling kind of mellow today? I'm feeling embarrassed. What about I'm vibrantly aware? Okay, I'm feeling really frightened. How about instead of saying frightened, you use the word challenged? That sounds like something you could be up for. Hurt, I'm hurt. Why not say, wow, that surprised me, and just leave it at that? It's a whole different feeling when you say surprised and you say hurt. Irritated, use the word stimulated. Jealous, admiring. Wow, that person's really accomplishing a lot. I admire them. Lonely, self-actualizing time. I'm really enjoying self-actualizing time. You're feeling nervous. How about I'm feeling very attentive to detail right now? If you're feeling overwhelmed and you say, instead, I'm noticing that I have abundance of opportunities. Maybe I need to get focused and choose a couple of them. The word sad, instead of sad, go, I'm sorting through my thoughts right now. What about when you feel sick? Instead of saying, I feel sick, say, I'm really in a cleansing period. And the word stressed, and from that place of stress, why don't you just say, I'm feeling blessed. I'm so blessed. As you can see, there are a lot of vocabulary changes that you can make and really take that black magic, that self-cursing, that self-hypnosis that you do with your words, and you can use your words to uplift you, to inspire you, to raise your energy vibration and take you to the next level. Okay, for a moment, I just love you to write down those words or phrases that bring you down. And you can do this after the show if you'd like, but just some little homework to do. And the second one is write down a couple of uplifting or diffusing words that you could say to replace them. And I just really challenge you to experiment with this for the coming week. And then I'd love to hear how this works out for you. So if you'd send me an email at info@julierenee.com, I'll be happy to see your improvement. So take a week and experiment and see what changes you're able to manifest just by changing your vocabulary. We take a short break and we'll be right back.
In 21 days, you can completely transform your relationship with money and attract abundant wealth. Hey, got a question for you. Are you struggling to create the financial freedom you desire? Have you tried everything you know to bring in more money and it still isn't working? Are you anxious about your financial freedom? Well, you can transform your relationship with money and know the exact steps to becoming the wealth magnet you really are. So in this 21-day program called Accelerate Your Wealth from the Inside Out, I'm going to take you step by step through the program and process of clearing your DNA and the meditations for magnetizing money to you, which are called mock-ups. You are going to be a money magnet. I've had some incredible results with this program. As a matter of fact, three of my students in just 3 to 7 days created $100,000 coming in. What a miracle. Of course, those results aren't typical. These are people who took it heart and soul, just literally just lived, ate, and breathed this wonderful program. Accelerate Your Wealth from the Inside Out is available to you now as a home activation program. Go to miraculouslivingwealth.com and enroll yourself now. By the way, there's a free 6-day jumpstart guide, which is a mini version of this 21-day program. Go enroll yourself now. Your miracle does start today.
Welcome back. Hey, you know what? When I was listening to the wealth little blurb that we have here, I was thinking I just wanted to remind you as an audience, and actually you specifically, that I know that you've been working on your wealth. I can feel it. And I'd like to suggest that you go to miraculouslivingwealth.com and just sign in on the little opt-in in the corner, just like I told you to with Fatigue to Fabulous, that one on the Julie Renee site. You're going to get 7 days, a mini version, a little tiny version of the 21-day program, but it has a meditation in it, and it shows you how to like start getting that wealth magnet stuff going on. And on that same page, when you're opting in, pop over to the blog page and take a look at what some of the recent video testimonials that we've gotten up. The recent blog that we just put up on Tuesday has 4 people who have just done a little testimonial because they're getting great results from either a wealth clearing or from doing the 21-day program. And shout out to Lorraine, who in 21 days sealed up a $50,000 contract, and kudos to her for really sticking with it. And, I mean, one of her big wins on that wealth program was that she fell more in love with her husband. They're spending a lot more time together. They actually, during that 21 days, went over to France, and they're, you know, really exploring the depth of their relationship with, you know, with kids that are growing up and you know, some of the juice had left, and she used the 21 days, which is a lifestyle program that helps with, of course, with money, but it helps with love and health and vitality and right relationships and just all areas. It's a lifestyle of wealth, that Garden of Eden wealth. So I encourage you to check that miraculouslivingwealth.com page out. Sign up for the free 7-day program. Get the meditation there. By the way, that meditation also has that internal cleanse. So if you're more tempted towards a wealth meditation, go for that one. All right, and back to this vibrant, healthy, great cellular constitution. We talked about vocabulary. The next thing is to get moving. Go hiking, biking, skating, dancing, and know that your body just loves being in action. And that energy, that joyous energy, stimulates more energy. And it's joyous and it's fun, and it really gets your cells moving in a wonderful way. And, you know, being out in nature will balance your ions. And so if you're a little bit, let's say, down or even clinically depressed, if you get out in nature every day, those ions, those positive ions that cause depression, they get balanced. They actually get cleaned out, and you get into balance, so you have the right amount of negative and positive ions. So get out in nature. Take a break during your busy day. This is number 4. Breathe deeply. Take a nap. Sit in your garden. Listen to the sounds of nature. In good health, in 100% healthy living, you need to actually have movement, which we just talked about, and rest, which I'm just talking about now. You just can't be 100% healthy and go, 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 go all the time. And I know that the people who are listening to this show are super busy. I'm super active. We're all super active, and I'm super active. I've just had a big run for 10 days. I've gone to 3 different events, and I've got a whole new program coming out, meeting with marketing teams and learning about positioning and all kinds of things that I've been doing, learning how to throw an event for 200 people and instead of for 50 people, learning about the stock market. I've been going, going, going. And I noticed that my body said, that's enough this morning. So I got up, I went for a power walk, half an hour, said, wow, I'm still kind of tired after my power walk. I think, and tired meaning, gosh, my body is ready to not be so active today. And so I got on my cell phone and hit the button and got my massage and facial lined up at the local spa, and had a nice morning of chatting with my web person, and then got in my car and had a couple hours of bliss in a beautiful spa with a beautiful Swedish massage, very relaxing, followed by a beautiful hydrating facial. Took a little time at a sweet little cafe and had a Greek salad and some onion soup and a cup of chamomile tea, and came right back, and here I am with you. And we've got to actually make the time for rest, and hopefully you're able to make it every day. And I know that sometimes you get so active and so involved in your life that you've just got to go, but you've also got to have rest. So sitting in the garden and listening to the birds, that's important for a healthy, happy body. So just my vote for relaxation. Vacations and adventures, and also vacations that are relaxation. So you might go on an adventure through India and, you know, go to all these temples and chant and do all this exciting stuff, or go to Egypt through the pyramids or Machu Picchu, or, you know, you might be going, I know I was down in Chichen Itza, I was down in the Yucatan this summer, and I went exploring. I was through 4 different major Mayan ruins. I was climbing pyramids. And actually, at one point, I signed up for something kooky, totally kooky, you'll get this. It was 120 degrees, and I went rock climbing in the desert. So I don't know about me, but I got great pictures, but my hair fell out. It's all grown back in. It was funny. It was too hot. My head was like, what are you doing to me? So adventures are good, but also relaxation vacations. So taking those beach vacations and those time off vacations, maybe a spa vacation. And, you know, I have a client who is down right now at a spa, and what they're doing is 10-mile hikes and yoga, and they're doing minimal food, and it's a week weight loss crash course, and they call it the spa. I think it's down in Malibu. And honestly, that is not your rest vacation, okay, girls? So if you're going to, like, be working your body like crazy and then not eating very many calories, that the body isn't thinking that's a fun time. That might be considered an adventure vacation, but it's not considered like, oh, I love this. So you want to do things that are restful. Maybe a beach vacation where you lie around on a, you know, a hammock on the sandy beach and listen to the waves come in and read a book or do nothing. I want you to have both of those. That's part of being healthy. All right, and then we get into actually our second section, so the second fundamental of living an extraordinary life and accomplishing 100% health is alignment and purpose. Alignment with your spiritual journey and connection with Source is the second element of living an extraordinary life. To be in alignment will require that you take time from your hustle and bustle and really the pressures of group mind and family agreements. The greatest quest you can engage in is to discover who you are and what you are up to in this life. To live authentically, you must know who you are and why you are here. Making your best guess or operating on autopilot is not good enough. Make time to know you. And there's a couple ideas I have following this that'll be really helpful for you to understand. How do I go about that? Like, that's all well and good, but how do you figure out who you are? And the first point is to explore your inner nature. If you're lost with this so much, this concept, and there are many free personality tests to take online. So this is, you know, when you're trying to figure out who am I? Am I an introvert? Am I an extrovert? And, you know, where are my strong suits and where am I best serving? There's the MPP or whatever, the multiple personality profile or something. I don't know what it is, but you guys know what I'm talking about. There's different personality profiles, but there's also some fun things. Anthony Robbins has something. You can go onto one of his sites and take a personality profile. You know, I love the love languages profile. That one's totally cool. But with each of these, you get kind of a clue of who you are. Maybe you use astrology. My friend Tony Gallardi is Dr. Tony. She's an astrologer, and she was over here last week doing an astrology reading, just telling me about my wonderful self and when my wonderful days were going to be this year and, you know, when I'd have to, like, pull back a little bit to be, you know, respectful of the energies going with my health. And it was really cool. If you don't really, like, you're so far from who you are that you don't really know what your calling is, this is a place to start. These are my strong areas. These are who I am. This is what it looks like according to these kind of tests. You know, that's a starting place, but that's not where you end. I mean, you need to go further. So say you get some great ideas from these personality tests. I'd like you to make a list. So this is point number two. Make a list of your blessings and the things that you're a natural at. And I'm talking about blessings as the things that you bless others with. So you came in and you have these blessings. Maybe they're personality gifts. Maybe they're physical gifts. Maybe they're emotional gifts. They're gifts of generosity or compassion or a real skill. Maybe it's a skill in healing or a skill in loving or a skill in being a handyman or helping somehow as a craftsperson or an artist or, you know, really being able, your gift is to maneuver technology or, you know, so I want you to make a list. I've given you a bunch of ideas. Make a list, make your list of what your blessings are. What did you come in with that you really are very talented at, and that it's a gift. It's a gift to those around you. And let's see, and then number three, write down what you love about yourself. So thinking about who you are and perhaps how others see you, you know, you can write down what others have reflected that they love about you, but I want you to get in touch with who you are and who you are as the divine. So loving those qualities of yourself that really help you understand your magnificence. And then you may not be doing what you're called to do, and this might be a new concept for you. So this is point number four is, you know, you may be in a job where you're nursing, and that's a strong suit because you've taken care of your dad your whole life, and so you went into nursing. But your actual, that's a strong suit. In other words, that's something that you were trained to do because you had to. But maybe, just maybe what you're really good at is, I don't know, writing, you know, writing stories or writing a movie script. Or maybe you're really, really good at working with beautiful gems and stones and crystal balls. Maybe you're a wizard of a sort. So I want you to just consider, and just for a moment, allow your mind to think, am I, if I weren't doing what I'm doing now, what would be possible for me to do? Like, just get out of the way of that big wall that says, this is what I'm good at, this is what I'm doing, I'm invested in this. And look at, what is it that I'm called to do? What is it that makes you happy when you think about it? Thank you. Thank you for just even taking that moment, because how few of us actually take the time to really look at, are things in divine order? Are things the way they're supposed to be? And there isn't any supposed to. I mean, you can change your spirit path, you know, midstream. I know I've been working with critically ill, and I realized that it's been 20 years of working with life and death, and what's going to make me super happy now is to work with people who are healthy, who want to be 100%. And just midstream, I can say, well, I really feel like I've been in my calling, but it lost its juice for me the last few years where, you know, there's a personality type that's a little bit difficult for me to be around because I end up being the cheerleader rather than really having fun. I end up cheering on people. They get healthy and then they move on. And I love that, and I just feel so blessed. And now it's like, well, I want to work with people who are already feeling the juice in their body, already seeing the possibility, and they know that maybe things aren't quite where they want them to be, and they want to get even, you know, even better, 100% healthy, 100% healthy, 100% healthy. Yahoo! So you can do that too. You can say, wow, I was in my spirit calling. I was doing my path. And then, look, I could even tweak it, and I could make a new choice that would be even more fun for me, would even be more expanded for me. Like, I can now go back into my Garden of Eden feeling really happy because I'm looking at 100% healthy instead of this, you know, life-saving stuff that I've been doing. So, you know, and if you're at the beginning of a healing career, it might be the perfect thing for you to do the life-saving stuff. After 20 years of it, it really looks good to me to be doing this new focus. So what is it, where are you right now, where are you? And even if you're in your calling, which I know a lot of you are on this call listening, if you got out of your way and could say, if I could do it, anything I wanted, if I could do it my way, any way I wanted, how would I work? Beautiful. Thank you. I'm going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Miraculous Living Radio with Master Healer Julie Renee. Please join us in our upcoming Miraculous Living Inner Circle Healing Weekend, where you will receive 21 hours of vibrant health and wellness to get you back into your Garden of Eden. Imagine how good you can feel after 21 hours of healing. If you'd like more information about that, visit our website, www.julierenee.com. And if you're curious and not decided on the weekend, why don't you join us on one of our monthly calls? It's a free teleconference called Your Health Can't Wait. Go to our website again, www.julierenee.com, to find out more about this call where you will be receiving a healing live and in person on the telephone. www.julierenee.com again. Stay tuned. Our show will go live in a minute.
And you know, this weekend coming up, the 100% Healthy Weekend, is going to awaken you to the full experience of living 100% healthy. And what we do is raise your body, mind, spirits, and emotions easily and naturally to like a much higher level of function. And what's so extraordinary and so unique about this program and myself is that I am actually able to activate your divine human blueprint, that blueprint that you were made with, that cellular information that connects with the spirit and the energy body. And really, we're able to go deeper than any other program out there in the world. Really, we do all layers and levels to get you at 100%. And this is just a phenomenal healing. The next weekend coming up is in the end of May, so check out our website. You'll find it still listed under Miraculous Healing Weekend, but it will be soon titled, so if you're listening to this show a few weeks down the road, it will be called the 100% Healthy Weekend. All right, and we're going to go into the third of the third of the fundamentals of the seven fundamentals of living an extraordinary life, and that gets you to 100% healthy. And the third one is discipline to strength. And a person who knows discipline is able to fulfill their mission and gains the respect of all those who they come in contact with. Discipline is the path to fulfillment of everything made manifest. To be healthy, wealthy, and wise, you must engage in a strategic discipline. Personal power comes from the ability to follow through. You can only experience discipline when you have cleared the entire muddle and the squirrels, that distract you from the path. Did you see the movie Up, that cartoon movie? And remember, the dogs would be going along, and they'd be focused, and they'd be doing whatever they were supposed to be doing, and all of a sudden a squirrel would run by, and all the dogs would run after the squirrel. That's the squirrels. So with focused discipline, that builds to strength. You must first fuel yourself, meaning you must fill yourself up to emotional fulfillment. When you are filled up, you have a greater capacity to be emotionally generous with yourself and all others. Learn from the story of St. Francis. After he had his epiphany, he set out on a mission to do God's work and to truly love. He formed a community of misfits and disabled and shunned, and they together rebuilt a church that had fallen into ruins. If you want your dreams to be, take your time, go slowly, do a few things, but do them well. Heartfelt work grows purely. If you want to be set free, take your time, go slowly. Slow beginnings, truer ends. Heartfelt work grows purely. And this whole idea that you need to be full, you need to be in alignment to be able to be disciplined, to be able to have that strength. You don't get strong by running helter-skelter here and there and everywhere. Strength isn't about the gym. It's not about a muscle man body. This inner strength, this ability to be disciplined, comes from fueling your emotional tanks, from fueling your spiritual tanks, and from emptying out the mental body. The meditations are really good for bringing you back into balance. People will get so out of whack with way too much energy in their mental body. They just spend way too much time thinking. And our bodies, our unique divine human blueprint, was made to be in balance, emotional, spiritual, mental, and physical. And if you're spending 80 or 90% of your time when you're awake in your mental body, you're out of whack. Discipline falls away when you're not giving to your emotional body and your physical body, when you're not giving honor and homage to your divinity, whether that's going to church or doing meditations in the garden or walking on a mountain and thanking God every step of the way as you look at the leaves and the mushrooms and the birds. And, you know, you've got to actually make a beautiful balance of your life. Discipline also means living life in balance. For when balance is wobbly, so too will your resolve and ability to follow through. Seal your inner landscape and emotional body with great gratitude and deep appreciation for everything and everyone. Our fourth point of focus on living an extraordinary life to 100% health is enthusiasm for truth. When you blend enthusiasm with truth, you open to your greatest expression of self. As you can enthusiastically call truth to you, you continue your journey towards awakening to the divine nature and powerful access to miraculous energy. Enthusiasm lights the way to higher wisdom. The one caveat is that this conversation is not to get caught up with your version of the truth. When truth has an opinion, it is actually a belief rather than an absolute. Truth has no other version. It just is. When you are on a quest for truth, an exciting journey ensues. You will both listen to your quieted inner voice and read great truths from wise elders of all ages. Filling your mind with enlightened works of masters elevates you to the higher vibrations of mastery and truth. The yogic sutras of Patanjali, the biblical passages attributed to Jesus, the Psalms, as well as books of great minds, scientists, and philosophers, these are what I'm encouraging you to get into. Break out of what's popular and break into the wisdom of the ages. And, you know, I just see so many people reading these kooky love books that are you know, like these novels that are about teenage angst or whatever. And yes, they're fun, but I'm challenging you. Maybe you want to read one of those books to maybe three or four of these great works. You know, really start filling your mind with mastery, with extraordinary knowledge, wisdom from the ages, and just think how lucky we are to live in this age and era. You can get anything on Kindle, or, you know, the books all exist. I mean, wealth from the ages is there for us to cull through and to make part of our minds and our bodies and our spirits, and we can incorporate all of this great wisdom and knowledge. It's a remarkable time to be alive. The fifth fundamental is ascension and the progress of your awakening. The journey of ascension does not require you to consciously drive forward to spiritual awakening. In this case, your balanced, loving life will move you towards your ascension. I now see the opportunity for full enlightenment, which includes mastery in the physical realm as well as the emotional, mental, and physical realms, is a deeper, richer type of enlightenment than just a spiritual awakening. The old awakening model was to throw all your intention into the spiritual journey and remove yourself from the world so as to gain enlightenment. This is still a valid journey, but a higher enlightenment of a human experience is the mastery of all aspects of your life, leaving nothing behind. I offer many guided meditations and even an illumination program based on the rosary. You must spend time with your maker, however you view that concept of maker. The path of the rosary and communion is magical. If you approach it with the devoted heart of a beloved, your energy will jump during the prayers to match the one that you are focused on. When I'm partaking in communion at Grace Cathedral with an open heart, I take in the body and blood of Christ as part of my body. My energy vibrates as if the cells have now matched Christ, because I have seen it, and so it is. In my mind's eye, I take in the body of Christ, the blood of Christ, and my body goes right into that ecstatic union, that ecstatic communion. This is not sacrilegious. It is why we were given these mysteries. We were given these mysteries to be one with the divine, to remember who we were. You know, in all spiritual paths, there are these beautiful ceremonies and prayers and different types of rituals that will allow us to become one with the divine energy. This is the gift of that. It's not wrong. It's the rightness. It's what Christ meant when he gave us these different activities to partake in, to be one with him. If you're not yet feeling the feelings, say you've had communion, you say, I don't feel those feelings, that's all right. It's all right that you haven't realized it yet. Slow down, take time, and remember the journey to your awakened self can be wondrous and juicy and full of joy. This is not a hard journey. This is a journey that's simple. It's easy. It's natural. It's effortless. I mean, as you sync up with yourself, your body and yourself become happier and happier. Your health improves. Your wealth improves. Your love improves. Your relationships improve. Everything gets better. All right, we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
Beautiful from the inside out. Do you want to take 10 years off your appearance and regenerate yourself from the inside out without pills, potions, or surgery? If you'd like to discover how to completely enhance your natural beauty safely and painlessly, then you want to check out Beautiful from the Inside Out. It's a series of 15 meditations done over 60 days, and it actually makes you 10 years younger. I mean, really. You will be the radiant natural beauty that you've always imagined yourself to be, and you can avoid all that nonsense of surgeries and potions. To enroll in this program, go to www.miraculouslivingbeauty.com. You'll be so glad you did.
Alrighty, and we have two more very important fundamentals to cover yet, and we'd have just enough time to do it. And the sixth fundamental for living an extraordinary life, and we're really talking, when you're looking at these seven gifts that I'm giving you, this is the path to enlightenment. If you follow all seven, you will become enlightened in this life. I promise you. That is my promise to you. And you can't help but, if you follow these, to move into vibrant health. And I so encourage you to join us in the weekends that we have, in the one-to-one days, and, you know, in any way that you can tap in and take the journey with people, like-minded, loving people who are on the same path, who are ready to embrace life and ready to go for it full on. So number six is mindset, love magic, and love wisdom. And to have your mind in the right place makes all the difference in living an extraordinary life. Having the brain working well with all the neurotransmitters and chemistry supporting your joyous, bliss-filled life is a vital part of your successful experience. And by the way, we do that in the one days. We get the brain working really well, and we get all 12 neurotransmitters working 100%. Everything's like humming with happiness. When you're in love with your life and with all those who you interact with, you have mastered your mindset and your life. Remember, a healthy brain gives you the ground for healthy emotions. The awareness of oneness of all things is the mystery and the doorway to glory. And what I've found to be true is that when I am even going through a moment of feeling a little less than perfect, I can use my mind and turn it around in seconds. You know, I'm in a human body. I'm not always perfect. I have my moments too. And I can just use my thoughts, and in minutes, I can be back to that magnetic, loving, attractive, excited, joyous person. And you can too. Number 7 is connection. Connection and love appreciation. This leads us to the final element and the bookend that holds this magnificent formula together. Appreciation for everything and everyone is the greatest lesson. And it's actually the greatest expression of humankind, this appreciation and love. Love is always the answer. If your days are filled with gratitude and appreciation for the wonderful life you are now living, even if some days are not so wonderful, staying with the grace of appreciation will install the deepest connection to your divinity and to your greatness and majesty, and will connect you with the entire wonder of humankind. Living into your 100% healthy life means living an exemplary life. You will become a guiding light to your friends and followers as you show a well-lit path towards the ever-unfolding magnificent existence. You get to choose.
Thanks for listening to Miraculous Living Radio. I'm Julie Renee, speaker, author, and master healer. If you'd like to go from fatigue to fabulous in just 5 short days, I'd like to encourage you to enroll yourself. Go to miraculouslivingtoday.com, and you're going to be receiving from Miraculous Living a 5-day course that provides you with the restorative meditation that will change your life. And if you'd like to receive more information about our upcoming programs, go to www.julierenee.com. And also on that site, you will discover a wealth of guided meditations for your use, including karma clearing, DNA and stem cell regeneration, happy hormones, and many, many more meditations that will heal you for a lifetime. We look forward to getting to know you better. And as always, you can count on Miraculous Living Radio to be your most important resource to inspire, to inform, and to improve your health and vitality. Welcome to your Miraculous Living Radio.